Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. On Saturday, Greece's prime minister addressed the nation on television and defended the austerity measures that include painful wage and pension cuts, but would ensure the country receives a €130 billion bailout deal and stave off bankruptcy. Loukas Papademos made the comments the night before a parliamentary debate and vote on emergency legislation to approve the new bailout and a debt-swapping deal with private creditors. The debate began at committee level Saturday afternoon. Papademos said that rejecting the legislation would lead to uncontrollable economic chaos and social explosion. Syrian forces bombarded districts of Homs again on Saturday in a continuing campaign to crush a revolt against President Bashar al-Assad's rule. At least 15 people have been killed, according to reports from Syrian activists. Meanwhile, in Damascus, gunmen killed a senior Syrian military doctor outside his home on Saturday. Brigadier General Issa al-Kouli was the most senior official to be reported killed. In Brussels, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton condemned in the strongest terms the acts perpetrated by the Syrian government against its citizens. On Monday, the UN General Assembly is to hold a debate to discuss the crisis with an address by UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay. The Iranian news agency Mehr is reporting that more than 30 million people in the country have lost access to foreign email services such as Gmail, Yahoo Mail, and Hotmail. Authorities in the National Telecommunications Company declined to comment on the outage that began Thursday, saying that it had no connection to them. There is speculation that the outages were because of planned protests by the opposition on Tuesday and part of the administration's efforts to prevent any coordination online. One of the main sites used during protests is Facebook, which is reportedly used, although blocked by the government, by more than 17 million Iranians. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. A state of emergency was declared in Montenegro on Saturday evening to deal with the massive blizzard that has blanketed the country with up to 2 meters of snow. It's been snowing for 24 hours and many roads in Montenegro have been impassable for days. Shortages of food have been reported in the blocked north of the country. At least 3 people froze to death so far, but the toll may increase when rescuers finally reach the remote areas. This is a continuation of the cold snap in Europe, which began in late January and has killed hundreds of people, most of them homeless. 5 employees at Britain's largest-selling tabloid, The Sun, were arrested Saturday in an inquiry into the alleged payment of bribes to police and other officials. A Ministry of Defense official, a member of the armed forces, and a policeman were also arrested by detectives over allegations that tabloid employees paid officials for information, according to police. The News Corporation, owned by Rupert Murdoch, said that police had searched their homes and the group's London offices. Former South African President Nelson Mandela's face will feature on all South Africa's banknotes to honor his role in fighting apartheid, said President Jacob Zuma on Saturday. The announcement comes on the 22nd anniversary of Mandela's release from prison after serving 27 years in jail for his opposition to white-only rule. The new notes will be in circulation by the end of the year. The 93-year-old Mandela has not been seen in public since the closing ceremony of the Soccer World Cup in Johannesburg in July of 2010. On Saturday, the Kenyan military said that its operations in Somalia have weakened al-Shabaab, the Islamist insurgent group, and cut off its key sources of funding. It was about 4 months ago that Kenyan troops entered southern Somalia after a number of kidnappings on its territory, which Nairobi blamed on al-Shabaab. On Thursday, al-Shabaab had announced it was merging with al-Qaeda. Analysts said the move was brought on by the current financial and military weaknesses of both groups and their loss of support. And a quick look at some Bundesliga scores. Borussia Dortmund edged Bayer Leverkusen 1-0 to extend its unbeaten run to 15 games. Bayern Munich beat Kaiserslautern 2-0. Stuttgart got a win against Hertha Berlin 5-0. Werder Bremen do 1-1 with Hoffenheim. Mainz and Hannover also play to a 1-1 draw, and Mönchengladbach beat Schalke 3-0. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.